USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage in Milwaukee tonight.
In total, 8 candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Former President Trump has decided to skip the debate and has instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in tonight's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC to qualify for the debate, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement, but was denied. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. Video online shows the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Wagner-associated social media channels claim the jet was shot down by Russian air defenses. Russian state media reports that Prigozhin was killed in that crash. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking out against his indictment in the Georgia election case.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than that.
The former New York City mayor turned himself into authorities today in the racketeering case against former President Trump and his allies for alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. New home sales are reaching a 17-month high as buyers are facing an historically low supply of existing homes. Sales of newly constructed homes were up 4.4% in July, even with rising mortgage rates. That's according to a joint report coming to us from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Census Bureau. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says an impeachment inquiry into President Biden could be launched next month.
McCarthy said it depends on if the Biden administration turns over documents, although the extent of the documents requested by Republicans is unclear. McCarthy mentioned bank statements and other financial documents, possibly related to an alleged bribe Biden's son Hunter accepted from Ukrainian officials and other family business dealings. I'm Dave Collins.
The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115. But the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier this week. Maui County will soon release the names of those who are missing in hopes of finding them alive. Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities under extreme heat alerts this week include Dallas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Louisville, and Nashville. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this upcoming holiday weekend is up 4%, and international travel spiked 44% compared to last year. The most popular destinations are typically the Pacific Northwest, bigger cities like New York and Denver, and hot spots like Las Vegas and Orlando. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses and the...
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.